Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, January 25th, 2017, and it is so good to be back with you again. I really do appreciate you tuning in, and I think we've got a really cool show for you. Now, anyone who listens to the show regularly or follows me on Twitter or on the blog or things along those lines knows that I am continually fascinated by trends, the things that shape our world as marketers and as business people, as strategists, as we go forward each year. And the downside of that is that sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the hype and say, oh, well, this changes everything for some given value of this, when in fact it might just be more of the same or something that is not a trend, but more of a fad, something that's just going to fizzle out. And there are four or five, you know, big areas that are getting a lot of attention right now. And I thought it'd be worthwhile to say, is there any there, right? Are these anything that are actually going in a direction that we should care about as marketers? And they really boil down into four categories. They are voice or audible computing, VR, AR, so that's virtual reality and augmented reality, and then AI or artificial intelligence. And I thought it would be interesting to look at each of them and say, okay, what's the reality here? Is this something we should be getting excited about as business people, as marketers, or is this a little bit of hype at this point? And I want to be really fair. You are probably all familiar with the Gartner hype cycle. You know, when we talk about, what do they call them? The innovation trigger and the peak of inflated expectations and the trough of disillusionment and the slope of enlightenment. And then you finally reach what they call the plateau of productivity. And I will link to that in the show notes, as well as a number of articles about these specific technologies that we're talking about here. And I will tell you, there's a lot of hype around these, but it feels to me like there's a lot of opportunity here as well. So I really want to start with VR, virtual reality, and to a degree, augmented reality. Now, if you look at Gartner's hype cycle for technologies in 2016, they say that VR has kind of hit the slope of enlightenment. It's kind of getting to the place where people are saying, right, I get it. And that's probably true. But I will say, as a marketer, personally, I don't see it. I think there's a lot of opportunity there. According to Fast Company, there's a report that says it will be a $38 billion industry by 2026. And that's probably true. But if I look at it and I look at how the businesses that I work with would look at this, it's really better designed for things like media and entertainment or training or the like. And maybe as a marketer, we don't have as many opportunities there other than, you know, if we can do product placement within a VR experience or the like. But I just think that we're still in that disillusionment phase. We're still in a phase where customers have to use it in a meaningful way before there's really going to be any there. So maybe 2026, it's going to be a huge industry and there's a lot of opportunity at that point. But today, I am talking to my clients and saying, I don't know that that's where I'd be putting a ton of focus. Full disclosure, I could be wrong. But I think augmented reality, or AR, has so much more potential in the near term For instance, there's a great piece on Clicks, that's clickz.com, that talks about when 5G and VR collide, it will change the face of marketing and advertising. And the reason I think this is a huge deal, if you listened to our last episode where I talked about three trends driving your 2017 digital strategy, I talked about how we're going to start seeing 5G roll out this year. And yes, it's going to take a couple of years to reach scale, but customers are going to start having the kinds of download speeds we see today with broadband or better via mobile. People will be able to download a full HD movie in, you know, a couple of minutes and probably even measured in seconds in under a minute. And that means that there's going to be so much opportunity to use data to augment the experience. Look at the success of Pokemon Go this past summer. Now, sure, it had no legs because it wasn't a sustained experience. But clearly people bought in because it was something they'd never seen before. Real overlay of a real experience in the real world everywhere they went. And that's incredibly powerful. It's where you start to get into that Minority Report type thing, you know, where you saw the eye scanning that changed the billboards. Well, when somebody's carrying a phone in their hand, that's the billboard, and it can change the information that they're getting no matter where they are. Now, is this something that we're going to see this year? Probably not. It's probably a year or two or maybe even three before it reaches its full potential. But there are so many more opportunities to then connect with customers and to build in that experience. And as we've seen from Pokemon Go, it's something you can do today. It is something you can say, well, maybe when you're in our store, there's some real opportunities. If you look at what Amazon is doing with their Amazon Go, or think about how you can overlay data into the experience, that's got tremendous power in terms of how you can improve your customer's experience and improve their overall perception of your brand. Now, I think one of the things that's going to power that is a trend that is absolutely for real, which is AI, artificial intelligence, or more properly, machine learning. And I'm going to have lots of links in the show notes. I encourage you to check them out. But, you know, there's an infographic that talks about, you know, the growth of artificial intelligence in e-commerce from folks at entrepreneur.com that's really worth taking a look at. There are tons of other examples where people are beginning to use AI and beginning to use machine learning to actually change the experience that people have. And we're going to see a lot of that. The Guardian had a piece about how the world's largest hedge fund is using AI, using machine learning, to replace some of their managers. We're seeing how mixed reality, so an augmented reality, and machine learning are actually driving innovation in farming. So this isn't just about the marketing from a promotions perspective, but this is how we change the production and the product experience that has tremendous, tremendous value. I can tell you, I'm doing some work right now with some really cool companies where we're looking at how you actually use machine learning to understand the quality of your content and understand what content is working most effectively. And we're seeing it with things like Google using machine learning to improve the search results and understand what makes a good web page. So I don't think there's any hype about that at all. I think that's something today you need to learn about and need to prepare for, to say, how do we embed machine learning into the things we're doing to improve the customer experience and to improve our ability to put the right information in front of our customer? Now, the last one is voice, or, you know, what some people are calling audible computing, you know, things like the Amazon Echo or things like Google Home or Siri. I will tell you, we're going to have to see a little bit. I think this is going to be huge, But I also think it's something that we're going to have to watch over time. I will tell you, if you have an Amazon Echo, if you have Siri, if you have a Google Home or Google Assistant where you can talk to it on your phone, the experience is so much better than tapping on, you know, virtual buttons on your phone or tapping on keys on your keyboard, at least when it works. I think we're still a little ways away from it working right away. Recode has a great piece that talks about how Alexa and Google Assistant have a problem in that people aren't sticking with the voice apps they try, because again, the experience is not quite where it needs to be. But I think that's a little bit of a maturity problem. It's a little bit trough of disillusionment. But what you do see is the people who use it stick with it. Maybe not the specific apps, but the functionality as a whole. And that's going to shape a lot of how our customers expect to interact with us going forward. When we think about millennials, we know that they don't like interacting with people so much if they can avoid it. And I always think of this not as an age group, but rather as a mindset that we're seeing propagate to other people who use technology a lot. They just want the tech to take care of their problem. And again, as we get 5G, where the speeds get so much faster, I really think that we're going to see that become a much more common use case, at least in the places where people can do it, right? They won't do it, you know, on an airplane, or at least we hope they won't. But they will do it, in contexts where it makes sense, like when they're watching a show at home or when they're sitting around at a table with friends or they're sitting in their car. Suddenly that makes for a very different experience and something that, you know, we're going to see people do a lot of. So where are we headed with this? And, you know, when we think about this, about is this hype or is this not hype? You know, what we need to think about is how do we prepare for any of these today? And first, I've said it before, but you have to have your content set up in a way that it will show up correctly when people search, whether they're searching for voice or whether it's machine learning that's determining what the search should be. Your content has to make sense. You also need to start looking at what are the products and services available to you that are actually beginning to incorporate things like machine learning so that you can actually use the information available to you about your customers much more effectively. And then lastly, start looking to test with voice, with augmented reality, with machine learning within your business to improve the way you do the things you do, to improve the products and services that you're providing your customers, and to improve their customer experience overall. Because the folks who do that are the ones who are going to win as we go forward in 2017 and beyond. And that's not hype. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can subscribe by clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe or give a rating to the podcast using iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher Radio, or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. You can just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TCPeter, or via email by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. Until next week, I hope you have a great week ahead, a fantastic weekend, and I will look forward to speaking with you again next week. Until then, take care, everybody.